Hey, 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 everybody. It's Lynn Schuessler-Williams and
Brooke Hayes.
And we're here to talk about Frequency 500. This is a podcast with a mission
and
a movement. And we are going to raise some vibrations here today, Brooke.
Yes, let's do it. I know that mine's being raised just by talking about it.
I know. Isn't that the truth? You know, in episode 5, we showed up and said, I said on episode 5, how I wasn't really in the mood or I wasn't feeling energized enough or whatever when we started that podcast. And by the time we got going, I was like, heck yes. And I feel that way all over again today. I think you're that way this time more than me, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, okay, let's do it. Let's just do it. All right.
Well, we're going to talk about a C word today, circulation, the law of circulation, but it brought up some other C words. And another C word that it brought up for me is cultivate. And I realized that all the things you want to circulate are things you want to cultivate too, right? That just popped in my head right as we were coming on. I hadn't even said it out loud to Brooke yet, but circulating the good and all of that has been coming up for me a bunch this week. How about you, Brooke?
Oh, of course. Yes, absolutely. It has. And, you know, as soon as we launch a topic, I'm like, oh, this, it's all happening within like a week. Every time.
Well, you know, for me, one of the things about the law of circulation, it's a universal law that, you know, kind of says when we give, we are priming the pump. If you've ever pumped water in one of those old fashioned hand pumps, you have to pour a little water in to create the vacuum, right? You have to prime the pump, and giving primes the pump for receiving, and it opens the space, right? It creates the vacuum and opens the space that pulls in the rest. And that's the circulation. And somebody said to me today that the feeling tone, the vibration of giving is gratitude. And I was like, ooh, say more about that. And so like this idea that what we become grateful for, we have it to give, right? When we're grateful, we have it to give. When we're grateful for it. I thought that was interesting too. I'd really never thought of it that way. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sitting here sinking that in for a second. I'm like, you know, that I think that is what happens. I've just never looked at it that way.
Yeah. Right. Totally. And I always have used that analogy with the law of circulation of the garden hose. You know, if you turn on the water to the garden hose, the water goes out of the garden hose. It gives, right, water out, and it makes room for more to come in. But the thing that gets in the way is if you pinch off that flow. If you take that garden hose and fold it in half and hold it tight, pinched, then the flow stops. And we do that all the time with the law of circulation, right? Especially on the receiving end. We were talking about receiving a few episodes ago with amplification, right? And it's the same thing. It's like, if you aren't willing to receive, you can give and give and give, but you're stopping the flow if you aren't willing to receive. And you're going to feel it, you know, growth happens when we make room within ourselves and then we decide what we want to fill it with, right? Mm. Otherwise, we're going to fill it with more of the same. We're just going to fill it with the same old thing over and over. So if we really want to manifest good things in the world, if we really want to raise vibrations, if we really want to live from a space of prosperity and love and joy and all that, then we have to consciously choose it. And we have to give consciously willing to receive all of that in order to really anchor ourselves in those higher vibrations, I think. What do you think about all that?
Oh, there's so much to think about with that. So a couple things came to my mind, and, you know, you're talking about the garden hose and you said it, but just to kind of go back to what you said, if the garden hose is pushing water out, the energy is flowing out, but you're not willing to receive, then eventually there's nothing that comes out. Right.
Exactly. And right.
I have seen, not only true for me, but I've witnessed it. And right now I'm witnessing it in somebody, that when we don't allow ourselves to receive and we don't fill it up, there's an empty tank and it gets a lot harder to understand. When the well has run dry, it's harder to get a drop out of it. Right. Mm-hmm. So to also let that be filling up where it doesn't have to be dry before it gets dry.
Right.
Can it go dry and fill back up? Absolutely. It can, right. But it's a much harder task. Right. And I'm witnessing someone that I care about right now that's happened, where give. Don't worry about me. Give. And now it's like bottomed out. Now there's nothing but tears. Now don't even know how to get out of bed. Now, you know, that kind of right. thing. So right. And how good does it feel in the times in my life when I have been able and consciously aware of giving and receiving at the same time? Mm. Like it's a state of like relaxation, a state of inner. You know, what's interesting about relaxation is when I say relaxation, I meant like inner relaxation. Mm-hmm. Energy's higher. So I'm relaxed, but I got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
My body's not tense. I'm not worried. I'm not thinking, but I'm high energy. So not relaxed, like on the couch, not moving, but relaxed, like in my heart, relaxed, like in my mind, but my energy is high and I can keep going and keep going because I'm receiving, giving that circulation, law of circulation.
Yes.
With that word, folks. So,
yes.
That's
it's about allowing the flow. Because if you go back to the garden hose analogy, what you're saying is, you know, if you're all tense and pinched and you're all folded in on yourself and you're all worried and tense and doing all those things, that's what blocks the flow. But when you relax and when you allow the giving and receiving to just happen without worrying about the future, without, you know, whatever it is in your mind, your inner tension that you're talking about, that's stopping the flow. That relaxing is what allows the flow to happen, I think.
Yeah. And it wasn't until the last couple of weeks. It was March 4th on my birthday when this happened. It might have been the day before when it started. When I went to a new level of relaxation and I learned the difference between relaxing in my heart and mind mm-hmm. versus just what I've always thought relaxing, hammock. Relaxing vacation, right. relaxing breathing. Right. But I could be in a hammock and still not be relaxed. I could right. say I'm relaxed. I'm doing the activity that's relaxed. I don't have to worry about anything. But if my heart isn't open,
yeah.
And if I'm not allowing that energy flow, I am not relaxed.
Right.
And on the other side of it, so I just learned this about me and relaxation recently. And on the other side of it, I can be relaxed and still have energy and do things.
Yes.
I'm relaxed.
Yes. Yes. You know, I have some major things on my calendar this week, but I have allowed myself to not get tied up in the, you know, what might be rational anxiety. Like I might be able to list all this stuff for you and enroll you and all our listeners, Brooke, in, oh, wow, well, she has some stuff to be like, I can understand why you're anxious. If I had all that stuff, I'd be anxious, like that sort of stuff, right? But it is not generating anxiety for me because I have that inner relaxation about it. And that allows us to reach for those higher vibrations, because if we're all tensed up and all, you know, stopping the flow, then we're going to end up in anger, or we're going to end up in fear, or we're going to end up in, you know, something below 200 on our frequency scale, right?
That's correct. We are. And, you know, it was this period of time when I learned about this relaxation that we just talked about, that I realized that I was good at tricking myself. And saying, oh, because mentally and intellectually, I knew how to handle it. I've been on this journey for quite a while now. Right.
Right.
And so, but I wasn't lined up with it.
Right.
All the time, not all the time, you know? And so to say, so to check in with myself and really feel it and say, yeah, my heart is open. And it's amazing, Lynn, when it comes to that law of circulation, that when that happened that weekend, and I got sick that weekend. I just know this is when the shift happened.
Mm-hmm.
My relationship changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are very tense around each other. We were not volatile or mean, but just tense.
Right, right,
and when that relaxation happened, it was like he reflected it. And of course he does. That's what we say all the time. Right. But it's like, oh, it really does work.
But it's imagine like, that.
Imagine that. This stuff is true. So, and then we really relaxed into places. And now I've been able to step into my power more, where when I say things, like before, I'd let him just choose because I didn't want to put up with an argument or something. Right. Now I'm like, I'm choosing and staying in my power and doing what I do. And it's not causing an argument, and it's in a relaxed mode. And it didn't have to be a conversation. It didn't have to be an ultimatum. It right. didn't have to be a, hey, things have got to change. It just showed up, right? It just showed right. up in the shift. And yeah. And so with, and it's been a whole different 3 weeks. My son has changed. I've changed. He's changed. Mm. And we pointed it out. I said, man, I've been really relaxed lately. He said, yeah, me too. And on that note, before I wrap that up, even when something came up a couple of days ago that normally my default was to correct my behavior to what he wanted, it was a gentle conversation with a gentle, yeah, well, go ahead and know that that's what we'll do, because that's, I'm not going to keep doing it. And so now he gets to choose how he wants to deal with it. Right.
Right. Right. Right.
And it wasn't a mean statement. It was a very relaxed statement. And I was like, mm-hmm. did I just say that accident? And I was like, yeah. And it was all relaxed, you know, and it all came out naturally.
That's and beautiful, Brooke.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. It's
beautiful. And that goes back to the law of circulation, because when you began to, when your output, right, was the thing you're giving is your output. Think of the garden hose and the water's coming out, right? We think of giving and receiving as gifts necessarily, but we're talking about our energy here. We're talking about when what you put out into the space, the container of that relationship, was more relaxed, was more aligned with your own personal power, that allowed for what you received to be aligned as well. And so that's such a great story for this, because I think so often we think of giving and receiving as what we can do for others, what we can, you know, like, what can I give you this thing you want? Or can I do something for you? But what we're really talking about at frequency 500 is our energy and our frequency. And we're talking about when you are coming from the place where you're aligned with who you've come here to be at your best, at your wholest, then what gets reflected back to you is also aligned. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing. That's what you just gave us.
And as you were saying that, I saw, I guess, like the scientific part of what I've been feeling, which is when the energy is coming at me, I'm able to receive it in this relaxed place, and it transmutes it before it lands.
Mm.
Like there's this energetic shield in front of me that just transmutes it. And so I guess that's me receiving, me giving. I don't know which one's happening first.
Yeah.
Meeting in the middle, and it's transmuting it. And then that person is also feeling it. Like, that's probably the first time he's ever heard me really say, well, I'm that. I can't even tell you how it went, but it's like, well, okay, well, I'm going ahead and And well, I'll go ahead and tell you that we're going to continue doing this, you know, and then he relaxed into it. Anyway, but there was this energetic shift instead of it landing. And my default is to get anxiety, but my default didn't. I didn't get anxiety. I got it transmute. I felt it transmute before it really landed. Like I felt out here in the space outside my body coming to me, and it just transmuted.
Right. Right. And then, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's okay. Powerful. That is the power of changing our day-to-day lives, because we get conscious. We get aware first, I think, and then we choose and decide. That's one of my favorite words, decide to be in alignment and decide to live from that space. So that's beautiful, Brooke. And you know, I just want to say that we've talked about some big stuff here today. We've talked about some big ideas. I think this one I'm going to listen to more than once.
Yeah. You know? This episode, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all I was going to say was that this just felt like it had so many layers in it and so many good things for us to remember as we're moving through the world. I just think that people tend to learn to respond by the way society tells us we quote unquote should respond, right? And we instead have a choice to respond from our own alignment.
And that choice, Lynn, shows up in every moment. We have this choice. Yeah. It came up, my dad sends out a Bible verse and a lesson with it every single morning. He takes like an hour of his time. He looks it up. He puts together a story. He tries to bring in something and sends it out. And the list he sends it out to, it was just his kids. And then probably like, y'all still aren't in church. I'm going to make church come to you. And then it grew to his kids and then his sister. And then the list grew where I think he's got like 50 people on this list now, because people are just saying, I want to be on that. And so I read some of them, and he talked about choice this morning, but and he was talking about choosing. There is no other, if you choose something different, you know, then just know. No, he was coming from the Bible and his perspective. So it was like, choose God or know that it won't be good. For me, I understood that in the way that we're talking, right?
Yeah.
So and it's a choice in every moment. It's not a choice just because there's a big decision.
Right.
It's the next minute, we have a choice to pre-pave and choose how it's, you know, the next moment to really be like, okay, I have a friend that her walk can control her if she doesn't consciously choose to control her walk. Like like her stride can take over and make her fall.
She
has to stop and consciously choose, I'm in control of my walk. I'm going
to I'm putting my foot here.
Right.
I'm centered on my body and I'm
And she stays in control of that. And control is a funny word, right? Because we have no control, we have all control, right?
Yeah.
Two sides to every stick. But I think it is a choice that you're talking about. These choice points are, and that is where the circulation, we're choosing to put it out constantly.
Right.
So just because we might look up and we haven't done our intentional setting, or we haven't been in the right place, we can choose in that moment to change how we're giving out.
Absolutely. I love that you said that, Brooke, because, you know, there are a lot of formulas in the world. There are a lot of coaches telling us they have the 7 steps or the 3 steps or the 5 steps or the whatever steps to living, you know, perfectly and manifesting everything you want and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the truth is, you got everything you need or want in your being, right? And there are tools for our toolbox, sure. But in every moment, there is an opportunity to live in alignment with these laws of the universe, one of which is this law of circulation, which says, you know, and it's in the law of circulation is articulated in every wisdom tradition on earth in some way, shape, or form. And it's the give as you give, so you'll receive, right? It's the like, and that's what we're talking about. And every second is a choice. How am I putting my energy out into the world? And that is what will be reflected back at me. That's what we're talking about.
And to receive that and to receive it back.
And to be open to receive, you know. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who always her favorite affirmation was, I am open and receptive to all the good the universe has for me, right?
One of my most favorite things I can line up and say is I go outside and I put my hands up and I say, I am open and receptive to all the abundance in the universe.
Yeah.
I'm a magnet for prosperity and I receive it now. And yeah. I got that straight out of Louise Hay's book. And yeah. One, for some reason, is the one I can easily step into. Like, boy, when my arms go up and I look up, that one, I step right into it. It's not an affirmation to make me get there. It's
right.
Something I step right. into and I become the moment I put my arms out and I look up and I receive it. I'm receiving it back right. and I feel fulfilled in that moment. And in that moment, we could start all over again. And I get to do that as often as I need to, right?
Yes, exactly. That's our whole point, right? Is that we always have that opportunity to step into that, alignment and live from it. You know, one of my friends and mentors, Mary Morrissey, says, you can't get to your dream. You can't get to it from here. You have to come from it. And in order to come from it, you have to become it. And that's what you're talking about right there, Brooke, is you, it's not an affirmation like I know I need to lose 100 pounds. So I'm going to affirm I'm in the best shape of my life so that I can fake it till I make it. It's not that at all. It's stepping into the becoming and living from that becoming.
Feeling it first. It's funny. I thought about that quote on the thing that you said right before this, which I already can't remember, but I was like, that's like your, the quote. Yeah, it is. That's coming from within. We fill ourselves up with it and then we move forward. And then that's coming from within. That's coming from it. Right.
Yes.
To receive. You know, Lynn, that feels so good. Right. We have been getting some comments from our listeners that are just really sweet. Really supportive and are really enjoying our podcast.
Nice.
And I just want to thank them right now. I just really want to thank them for listening, for receiving the message, for being a part of it, because it's a co-creation, it's a movement. And for being there and showing up as their best selves during this time. So I just really want to thank them for that. We also, and so keep them coming, right? Keep it coming. We want to hear some stories. So keep it coming. I was in the receiving mode of just gratitude and that's what came out. Lynn, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. I want to say this about, we keep asking for stories and I've had two people lately, Brooke, say to me, that's kind of an intimidating ask. Mm-hmm. Like I'm intimidated. And this was the person who said this to me this week. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. You got stories all day long, woman. Like, I was just like, what? And she was like, no, that's kind of an intimidating ask. I'm afraid my story will be to this or to that or whatever. And so I just want to say to everybody, what we're talking about when we say we want to share stories is we want, you know, y'all know I'm a sales coach, and in sales, there's this old saying that stories sell, right? Well, most people don't like the idea of selling, and most people don't like the idea of sales, but we're always selling ideas. We're always selling, like, to get, you know, our kid to take out the trash or something like that, right? We're always in this mode of communicating And stories is such a beautiful way to do that. And if you have a story of how you had a moment where you felt fully in alignment, you had a giving and receiving moment of law of circulation, or something else that you hear us talk about on one of the episodes makes you remember a time in your life where you experienced it, that's what we're talking about. And it doesn't have to be intimidating. Just write us a note on the website and we'll communicate with you before we share your story. And, you know,
it reminds me, Lynn, when I think of short stories and when I'm asking for these stories, you know, when I have a big ask like that, it reminds me of Celebration Friday, a networking event that we do. And really it's, we want to share stories and they could be anonymous, right? We don't have to, I mean, right. We don't have to say anybody's name. And, but when we're in this circle of women in this case, but circle of anyone, and we're sharing our wins. I mean, I've been on that call where I've jumped on and I couldn't think of one single thing that I was grateful for. I'm grateful to be alive. You know, that was it. But by the time I was hearing these stories, I was elevated all the way up to, I had a whole list of things I was grateful for.
Right.
So that's what I see out of the ask is, let us get lifted by your story. Let us share in celebration. Let's celebrate your life with you in these moments. And it could be so simple. I mean, my stories are, you know, they're little tiny stories that could be a big deal or not, you know, but but we want to celebrate them.
Yeah. Celebrate is such a part of who we are and what we want to do. And when we celebrate that which we see in each other, right, we all get lifted. And that's what we want to do by sharing stories. So share yours with us so we can share them. And Brooke, thank you for jumping on here today and being here with me. And I appreciate all our listeners too. And thanks for being here, everybody.
Thanks. See you later.
See you later.